I'm still speaking from the first chapter of John. In the first chapter of John, we find that Andrew, Philip, Nathanael, and Peter, all four of these young men, were brought into contact with Jesus. Listen to what the scriptures say about Peter. In John chapter 1, in verse 41 and 42, tells us that Philip first finds his own brother, Simon, and says unto him, "We have found the Messiah," which is being interpreted the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. And when Jesus beheld him, he said, "Thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas," which is by interpretation, a stone. It appears to me that Jesus saw something in Peter. Jesus saw that Peter was a man of a large ambition, which, if given the proper teaching and the proper tutoring, would be a man who would go far in the building up of the kingdom of God and the rescuing of sinners for the sake of Jesus Christ. Jesus, he knew that. Jesus knows the heart of all people. Therefore, he knew what Simon would turn out to be. It is true, Peter had his faults, but faults, failures, were but stepping stones for Peter, by which he reached into maturity. This is why this fascinating story of Peter is so encouraging for others who would seek to grow into maturity in Christ and take on the new man and move up to a higher spiritual level. Peter was an apostle who was once a fisherman, a hot-headed fisherman. If we combine what scripture, tradition, and legends have to say of Simon Peter, it would take a large canvas to paint a portrait of this outstanding man. The four Gospels are full of the words Peter. After the name of our Lord himself, no name comes up so often in the Gospels as does Peter's name. No disciple speaks so often and so much as Peter. Our Lord speaks more often to Peter than to any other of his disciples, sometimes in praise, sometimes in blame. No disciple reproved our Lord as Peter did. No disciple is so pointedly reproved by our Lord as Peter was. No other disciple ever boldly confessed and outspokenly acknowledged and encouraged our Lord as Peter repeatedly did. And no one ever interrupted and tempted him as Peter did. Peter's master spoke words of approval and praise and even blessings to Peter, the like of which he never spoke to any other man. At the same time, and almost in the same breath, he said harder things to Peter than he ever said to any of his other 12, unless it was Judas Iscariot. Of the background of such a personality, we know little. All that the gospel tells us about Peter before he met the Lord was that he was the son of Jonah, a native of the small village of Bethsaida on the shores of Galilee, a town where Jesus often worked and taught. Although we know him as Peter, the name given to him after he came to know the Lord, his original name was Simon, Simon Bar-Jonas. Simon is the common form of his given name. Bar means son, and Jonah means John. So the spirit of this designation in English would be Simon Johnson. Simon was a Jewish name which was popular in the latter days of the Jewish history. From the time of the Maccabees, Simon was one of the most common Jewish names. Among the 12 apostles, There were two Simons and two Judases. In fact, there are nine in the New Testament bearing the name of Simon. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.